Okay, so this video is really going to be a short rant that just really got on my nerves. Now, the topic was Kobe Bryant came up, which, you know, he died. You know, it's fucked up to say, like, we remember Kobe when he started the NBA. We remember, like, I remember him when he first came into the league as out of high school. And that was, like, back when people didn't come out of high school to go to the NBA. So I get it. Like, that was a feat. But they were showing, like, the thing that annoyed me, which has annoyed me for a while. They show pictures of, like, this video camera footage of him dunking in high school. And, like, I'm not mad at him or anything, but it's like I'm like confused at the sheer, like, at the appreciation of NBA players dunking. Like, and this is a complete side rant. It has nothing to do with MGTOW. This is just my thing I wanted to rant about. Like, why are people, like, why is that such a glorified thing? I mean, like, these NBA players are already 6 foot tall, 6 foot 6 inches tall. So by the time they just, you know, reach up, they're already touching 9, 9.5 feet. And then they're like, you know, jumping literally 6 inches and then dunking the ball. It's like, that's nothing, son. That's like the equivalent of me at 5'7" dunking on like a 6.5 foot rim. Like, motherfuckers won't be jumping out there. Oh, my God. Like, think about that shit. Like Spud Webb makes sense. Spud Webb was, I think he was about 5'7", and he was winning dunk contests. Now, that takes skill. Because motherfuckers running around the planet aren't 5'7" and just ain't walking around dunking. That's a rarity. But motherfucker, if you're 6'6", there is nothing. Like, you're already fucking there. Like, think about you, motherfucker. You 6'6", and then you just reach up and you already touching halfway through the damn net. What the fuck? There's nothing special about that. Like, Allen Iverson, he had a 40-inch vertical. That's impressive. But I mean, anything higher than that, there's no reason to get excited about these NBA players who are, like, because they're dunking. That's nothing. Now we'll say Vince Carter brought back athleticism in dunking. Because now Vince Carter, if you guys remember Vince Carter, he dunked like he was mad at that rim. Like, that was, like, now that was impressive because of his aggression behind it. But, like, I mean, but, like, the average, like the regular dunks, like, you know, just the regular. I mean, like, seriously, if you're 6'6" tall, it is not impressive if you dunk a basketball, okay? You're already at the motherfucking rim. Like, when you reach your hand up at 6'6", you already at least touching the net. So that's, like, what, like a 10-inch vertical at that point? It's like, oh, my God, that's just a side rant. Like I thought about it, it's the equivalent of, like, in the fictional world, like Batman, right? Batman is Batman. Batman's cool. Batman's this, Batman's that. It's cool until you look at what he was actually handed in life. Like, the character of Batman. Batman came into a family with infinite resources. Okay. He never had to work, never had to think about anything but what he wanted to think about. So, I mean, of course he should be able to whoop somebody's ass if he went and took any type of, you know, MMA training course. He should be able to whoop, you know, some random street thug walking down the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the end, Batman's just a spoiled brat bully. If you really look at the total view of Batman, that's what he is. He's a spoiled brat bully. He beats up people that didn't have the same resources that he had. And the second a bad guy ever grew to, like, half as potent as Batman, Batman had to go hide in some shadow because he got his ass whooped. Like, it's unbelievable. Like it is the same thing with NBA players. It's like, it's unbelievable. Like, they're already 6'6". This is just my thing. Like, it's not impressive. Like, that is no impressive feat. Okay, now I'll give. I mean, okay, even to put it into more perspective. Let's say you give me at 5'7", you give me a basketball that's, like, you know, prorated, you know, to fit me if I was 6'7", and then a hoop that was prorated to fit me if I was 6'7", I'd be shooting motherfucking 95% too. Like, because it's right, bloop, it's right there. Like, I don't have that whole extra trajectory to have to mess with, to have to go up with it. Like, see, like, oh my God, like, I just can't get over that shit. Like, I've had this is just a personal rant. Because I've had this issue for a while, just thinking about the logic of it. Like, it's ridiculous. Now, in the NFL, rugby, like, yeah, now that shit takes, like, a certain level of courage and courage and skill to run and how to run in the right scenario. That shit, yeah, I get it. Yeah, you don't just wake up one day 6'7" and say, I want to play rugby, because you get your motherfucking ass whooped out there. But you just wake up. Like, if you was just genetically born to be 6'7" and be like, you know what? I want to dunk a ball. Okay, dunk. Like, there's no training. Like, seriously, it's one of the most easiest. I say it's, I don't even call it a scam. It's not even a scam. It's just like dumb people worshiping shit because they're failing to see the logic of it. They're already tall as fuck. I don't know. That's me. It's a 5-minute video because it was just a rant. I don't know.